This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Fully assembled here. Fritzy's here, Paulie's here, Marvin in the man cave, Seton joining us via Zoom, operator Tyler standing by to take your phone call, stat of the day, play of the day, all of that forthcoming a little bit later on. Jaws, former Eagles quarterback, will join us, and Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will stop by as well. We'll get to your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. DraftKings Sportsbook, same-game parlays. You can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with the code Patrick, get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Recapping last night, the Packers are still alive, and it's one of those where you go, what's the line on this one? Okay, Packers will cover them. What's the over-under on this? Oh, the Packers have first and goal at the Rams' one-yard line with 1:39 to go. They took a knee. Final score, 24-12, the total of 36. Had they scored, it would have been 42. The over-under was around 40.5.
Oh, that's actual sound of gamblers.
Entertainment purposes only. But I always think about the guy who goes, oh, I'm going to lose this bet. They're going to go, I got no shot here. They're going to score a touchdown. Matt LaFleur did say after the game that out of respect for the opponent, they decided not to go for the touchdown. Not sure what that means. Yes, Tom.
Imagine the jubilation of that, someone on the under. They're taking a knee.
Do you think that's actual sound
yes.
of somebody?
Actually, I was just playing that off a recorder.
The falsetto. They're taking a knee.
Could it be the under? You got it.
Green Bay has its work cut out for them. The Packers are a game behind the Seahawks and Lions in the hunt for the final playoff spot. Then you look at Green Bay's schedule. They got Miami in Miami coming up this next week. And then they host the Vikings and the much-improved Lions, who will be in the playoff chase. So it's not easy, but Aaron Rodgers said things are starting to go our way.
Before the Bears week, we knew we had a bye afterwards, and those of us who sometimes peek ahead knew that we had to win five and then have a lot of things go our way. So we won two, and just about everything we've needed to happen has gone our way. Just about, right? So things are looking up.
Yeah, I kept wondering what was the problem to start the year. Now, the defense wasn't as formidable as I thought. You still had two good running backs. You had young receivers that needed a little bit of seasoning. That would have helped if Aaron Rodgers was there with them in the offseason or maybe the preseason. Now you're starting to see them do a little bit more here, a little bit more comfort level. Now, granted, you're facing the Rams, and that's a depleted offensive line. Baker Mayfield got roughed up. I think he got hit 9 times last night. you don't have any skilled position players for the most part. And I'm not surprised Green Bay won it. You know, I'm still looking to see if Baker Mayfield is the quarterback of the future for the Rams. Based off last night, it's hard to tell. You don't have Cooper Kupp. The offensive line, they said they've had 14 different versions of their offensive line so far. That's basically won a game, and you can't build on any type of success there. But with Aaron Rodgers, you know, he threw an interception early, and other than that, you know, it was okay. They kind of went through the motions, and they did what they needed to do, and here's Green Bay still with a chance. But if you start to look at the NFC playoff picture, so you got the Buccaneers are 6-8, winning their division, or at least right now. The Giants are in there at the number 6 spot. The Commanders are in the 7th spot. On the bubble, you got the Seahawks, the Lions, and you got the Packers there. So the remaining schedule is the Lions have the Panthers at the Panthers. The Bears, they host them, then they're at Green Bay. Seahawks at the Chiefs, host the Jets, host the Rams. Packers at Miami, then they host the Vikings and the Lions. And then you have the Commanders. They're at the Niners. Then they host the Browns, and then they host the Cowboys. Don't know what will be at stake with the Cowboys in that final game of the regular season. Also wondering about the Cowboys and the Eagles going into this game coming up this weekend, starting to look like it's going to be Gardner Minshew instead of Jalen Hurts. And I wondered, you know, the odds for the MVP right now, because this might take Jalen Hurts out of the number one spot there for MVP, or at least number two, because DraftKings, as of today, has Patrick Mahomes as the favorite. Then it's Josh Allen. Then it's Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Justin Jefferson. Those are the odds right now. And if Jalen Hurts doesn't play, which it doesn't look like he's going to, what if the Eagles win the game without Jalen Hurts? Then he's got no chance of winning the MVP. Feels like it's going to be Patrick Mahomes, but Jalen Hurts probably not going to play, at least in this game and maybe in the next game. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Hurts' MVP chances should be dinged if he misses? Let's say he misses the next two games. They're 13-1. He put them in a position where these games don't matter. That should be what his work should be based on what he's done already. It's the hay's in the barn, as they say. I think that's unfair. And I'm fine with Mahomes, but 13-1. This game does not matter this weekend. It does for the Cowboys.
Well, they have to win one more. You want to make sure you get win the division, and then you have home field advantage throughout. And that should be enough for Jalen Hurts to be the MVP. But Patrick Mahomes is a big favorite right now over Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts is just above Joe Burrow right now. And if he's not playing in these next two games, if they would happen to win those games, that would probably be a knock on him with his MVP candidacy. All right. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question today. Is it going to be Fritzy today?
I could run with it. We've got a few of them. Paulie asks, which NFC team currently on the outside of the playoffs would do the most damage if they got in?
Doing damage is important, Dan.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay.
Seahawks, Lions, Packers. Outside the playoffs currently, but if they got in, they may make a nice little run for themselves.
I guess you would say the Packers only because you have Aaron Rodgers. The Lions with Jared Goff and the Seahawks with Geno. It feels like the Lions are the best team out of those three, but if you're saying who would do the most damage, I would still go back to the Packers because with Rodgers, you know there's always a chance that he can win a game. I don't know if you feel that confident when you get into the playoffs with the other two quarterbacks. Anything else, Todd?
A couple more. Which team in the hunt with a 500 record do you have the least faith in making the playoffs? All these teams are 7-7 currently, not in the playoffs yet. Jets, Lions, Patriots, Seahawks.
Which one do I have the least?
The least faith in of those four teams. Which team that's in the hunt all have 7-7 records? Which one is the last chance of getting in?
Well, I have no confidence in the Jets with Zach Wilson and even with Mike White, but I have a little more confidence with Mike White. The Lions, Seahawks, Patriots.
That's good. It's tricky. Requires some thought there. I like it. I thought you were going to give me a hard time and say, well, I would need to see their schedules the rest of the way to help me figure that out. But now you have to just do it without seeing the remaining.
Well, it would help if you gave that. That would, you know.
But that required extra effort. Who wants to do that?
Exactly.
It's the holidays.
I know you're tired. I know you're exhausted.
But it makes it more fun going just on the teams and not knowing who they're playing.
Frenchie limping towards the finish line.
I am a little bit.
There's that famous photo where Kellen Winslow is walking off the field in Miami
when
the Chargers play the Dolphins. He's exhausted. That's Fritzy. He needs to be helped in because he's exhausted.
I'm limping a little bit.
Yes, you are. Yes, Seton.
I'll throw it in there for you, Dan. Poll question.
Okay.
Who is most at fault for the illegal formation penalty, Terry McLaurin or the ref?
I want to talk to Florio about this. Here's a couple of things, and I said this right after it happened. Does Terry McLaurin go to the official, the line judge, and go, am I onside? Or am I set up okay with the formation? Because if you go and ask the official, am I on sides here? Then I think the official should be able to tell you yes or no. If you go up and you say, hey, how am I on the formation? That to me is different. I had a problem with the official as if, and Florio pointed this out, it's almost like, you know, it was a cowboy going for his gun, his six shooter, ready to throw the flag immediately as the ball is snapped. That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know, what did McLaurin say to the official? Was this about being onsides, or am I okay with the formation? Yes, Seton.
Terry McLaurin is standing about 5 feet from the sideline. And on the sideline, there's yard markers, right?
Yeah.
The ball is on, like, say, the half-yard line, and he's lining up closer to the two-yard line. He's a good 4 feet off of where he's supposed to be.
Okay.
How is he not able to see that? He shouldn't have to ask the ref, hey, how far am I good or not? And if the ref says, no, you're not, move up a little bit, and then he still doesn't move up enough, how much is the ref supposed to help him get onside when all he has to do is look at the gigantic white line on the field and be like, oh, wow, I actually do look like I'm about 3 feet off of this. Maybe I should move up more.
Wait, are you putting the blame on Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, no, I thought yesterday you were putting it on the official.
No, yesterday I put it on Terry McLaurin.
Oh, Seton pro shield, protecting the refs. Never thought I'd see this day, even though he actually believes
it. How about that?
Yeah, because I said that yesterday. I Terry McLaurin should know where he is.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The formation, that's what I had a problem with. I can't, as an official, I can't say to you, hey, your formation is wrong. I can tell you if you're on sides or not. Yes, Paul.
Here's the issue. In the post-game presser, Terry McLaurin was asked about the whole back and forth. He says on the second time when he checked with the ref if he's good, McLaurin says, the ref says, you're good.
But what does that mean? Are you good on sides, off sides?
What you know, Marvin, you've been on the sidelines. We've been on the sidelines. The outside receiver does this on every single NFL play. He gives a quick head nod, hand gesture, and look to the ref. And the ref gives him like a hand signal or good. Thumbs up. I've heard it and seen it 1,000 times.
I know that. I'm talking about the formation.
The formation doesn't work if McLaurin's not on the line. And that's why it's called.
Correct.
That by McLaurin not being on the line.
Well, then I'm going to put it on McLaurin. If you don't know where the damn line is,
yes,
I thought it was
saying.
Just about offsides.
No.
And then if that happens all the time.
There has to be a receiver, not a tackle, at the last on the outside.
Yeah, that's
and by McLaurin
fault.
Being a half yard back, that means it's a legal formation.
I mean, that to me is just common sense. Where am I? Yes, Seton.
So far, though, then you and I, Dan, are the only people in the world who think it's the player's fault, because social media for the last 24 hours
I know.
Has been like, what are you, an idiot? Of course it's the ref's fault.
Yeah, I don't know. There are certain officials in certain sports who will help you. I understand that. They might say, hey, don't do that. I'm going to call that next time. Whatever it might be, I understand that. But in that situation, I just thought, all right, you go to the line of scrimmage. Do you know what the formation is? Do you know that you have to be on the line of scrimmage? And if you don't, then I'm going to put that on you. But you're right. I think we are in the minority here. I know Florio thinks, you know, this is where you start to open up the, well, if an official wanted to fix a game, you could certainly do that. I don't want to open that up. Florio will join us next hour on this. Yes, Tom.
I think in general, and I know we talked about this the other day, and this happens thousands of times, and it's very commonplace, there should be no communication between the player and the official. If you want to argue something, that's a different point. But am I in the right spot? Is my heel on the foul line? Am I in the batter's box? You know, come on. It's just play the game. That you should have no, you should not be checking with the ref if you're lined up properly.
No, I don't have a problem with a hitter or a pitcher saying to the umpire, if doing it in a way that you don't embarrass him, where you say, where was that?
It's not the ref's responsibility. They got balls and strikes, and they got fouls to call. They can't worry about you knowing where you're supposed to line up. Am I over the line? Is my toe? That's your deal, and I'm going to call it either way. Once the play starts, it's either going to be for or against.
Yes, Paul.
I kind of agree with Fritzy in theory that, you know, checking with the refs, that's not their job. But they have been doing it for 40 years that they've been checking with the refs. What the refs cannot do is, let's say McLaurin wasn't up on the line. He can't interject without being asked by the wide receiver. Cannot do that.
Yes.
That is officially a rule.
Yeah. Seton.
Right, because there right now there are people who play football or coach football who are absolutely losing their minds listening to this. Because you're taught, right, as I've been reminded no fewer than 1,000 times, you're taught at every level of the game when you're out wide like that to check with the ref to make sure that you're good. That you're taught that, I guess, at Pop Warner, at high school, like whatever level of the game you're playing, you're taught at a very early age, check with the ref to make sure you're good. My problem is there's a line right there. All you have to do is look down. If you're a slot receiver and you're closer to the middle of the field, I could understand how confusing it might get. Am I off here or am I lined up right? Am I on the line of scrimmage or not?
Yes.
I could understand that.
I looked at it one more time just to really double check it. The ball is at the half yard line. McLaurin's heels are on the three. He's 2 yards from being on sides or making that illegal formation. And he checks with the ref. The ref says something or says something. And McLaurin moves up maybe half a yard. He is still a yard and a half behind the line of scrimmage, which would make that an illegal formation.
All right, let me take a break here. Got people fired up over this.
It's so great. What a great league.
Seton, it's you and me today.
Get ready,
because
it is a lonely world out there when you're blaming the player for the penalty.
That's okay. As we wind down the final couple of shows here, still searching for most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved, Danette. And still time to vote. We'll have the results on Thursday at the end of the show. Yes, Paul?
I'm watching the video again. It's so funny because people are Zapruder-ing it, like making it slow motion and spot shadows. Once McLaurin moves up like 6 inches, I don't know what the ref says, but he's already got his hand on the flag before the ball snapped. Like, he's like, this is on.
No, he's like a gunslinger. Yeah. Like, you know, it's high noon. Yeah. Like, come on, and let's draw. And he pulls out the flag, like, right away. All right, let me take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up, settle on our poll question. A lot to talk about. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass. You want to sign up? Unlimited access, online classes, the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. Thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors. And let's say you want to get tips on how to make an epic film. James Cameron can help you. Richard Branson can help you create a business. How about taking lessons from Gordon Ramsay, El Gordo, and you can cook a Graham-worthy meal. They're beautifully done, on-demand videos, short enough to fit into your everyday life. And you can watch from your phone, your tablet, living room, or listen on the go in audio mode. Unlimited access to all these classes. And here's the kicker. This holiday gift, you give the gift of Masterclass and get a second membership for yourself free. This year, give somebody what they've always wanted. Let's say you have a hobby. You've always wanted to try something new. Now you can and get that second one for free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Play of the day coming up. Settle on our poll question. And once again, you still have time to vote for the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. Voting is open. DanPatrick.com. Since I didn't play wide receiver, apparently I'm not an expert to be able to talk about this. I'm being told you never played wide receiver.
Okay. By whom?
People on Twitter.
Oh.
Now, I haven't played wide receiver. I haven't done a lot of things, but I'm still able to comment on them. You go to the line of scrimmage. I know it happens all the time. You check with the official, your line judge, and you just want to say, am I good here? You can't have a line judge in the NFL go to Terry McLaurin of the Commanders. Hey, like he maybe would make a little gesture like move up a little bit. Hey, move up. He's got to watch the play. Terry McLaurin, as we like to say, is a grown-ass man. You know what you're doing. You go there, and your coach should be saying to you, the offensive coordinator, hey, got to make sure we got seven guys on the line. Whatever it is, in that moment, the official is not there to help you do your job. He's got to do his job. But I didn't play the position. Therefore, I have to be careful with what I say. Seton O'Connor never played the position either. Yes,
I sure didn't.
No, you didn't.
And I don't even understand why you need seven players on the line of scrimmage. It's a dumb rule anyway. It's yet another one of football's impossibly dumb rules that you're like, okay, why can't the lineman run down the field? Why does that make him an ineligible receiver? Because he's blocking somebody.
All right, let's don't take on the rule book here.
Let's do it.
Imagine the chaos if you could have any amount of people on the line of scrimmage or in the backfield. Chaos.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. What's the poll question we're going to go with today, Todd?
The poll question is, which NFC team currently on the outside of the playoffs would do the most damage if they got in? Right now, the Lions are running away with it. They have like 75%. Seahawks and Packers are tied at the bottom of the poll.
I think the Lions are playing better than the other two, but if I'm going to go with experience here, I'm going to start at the quarterback position, then I would give the edge to the Packers. They're going to be on the road. How good are these teams as road teams? Packers have a big game in Miami coming up, And here is their head coach, Matt LaFleur, talking about that road trip.
Going down to Miami, I think Tua's been playing great. I think obviously they got a very, very, very explosive offense, and it's going to be critical for us to get pressure on the quarterback in order to give us an opportunity to win the game.
Aaron Rodgers has won 9 straight Monday night games, longest active streak for an NFL quarterback. Also the longest since Steve Young won 10 in a row from 1995 to 1999. Third longest in history of Monday Night Football behind Young and Kenny Stabler, who won 11 in a row. You have to be on a good enough team that's going to be on Monday night. At least that's the way it used to be. You know, we look at the preferential treatment that you get for Sunday night football. Fox's Sunday afternoon football game. Monday night is a little bit more of an afterthought than it used to be. When Monday night football was the game in town, that's where you put your marquee teams. And that's why Steve Young and Kenny Stabler, Aaron Rodgers, have all those opportunities there. Yes, Marv?
So what about longest Thursday night streaks?
Oh.
Or is that just any NFL team is on Thursday nights now?
Yeah. I
Jags, Titans again.
Yeah. I don't think it has the same kind of magic that.
No?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Hoover in New York joins us on the program. Hi, Hoover.
Big Dan. Hey guys. Doing well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing well. Hey, look, I'm a retired Division III in a high school referee, mm-hmm. and I always worked the outside. I was what they call a wing official, mainly because I could run as fast as the receivers when I was younger. And here's what happens. You're out there, you're on the line, and a guy comes up, and he'll say, am I okay? My response was two things, either yup or no. If it's yup, then he goes. If it's no, he makes the thing, and then he'll look again. I'll go, yep. Or if it's a slot back who's on the outside of the end, he's outside and he comes close to me. He says, am I okay? And if he's in the slot, I'm not telling him if he's back far enough. I'm only saying yep or nope for the offsides. So it's up to him for the slot guy to tell for his own a quarterback to tell him what is his position. Is he on the line or is he a slot back? So, or a wide receiver off the line. It's not up to me to tell him, but I will just say, yep or nope. Usually it was yep.
Well, what do you think of, well, Seton and I both agree on this, that if Terry McLaurin is at the line of scrimmage, is he asking the official, am I on sides, or is he asking about the formation, and then what role does the officials play in, if it is about the formation, what can he tell him, should he tell him, that would be sort of in the, I guess, the course of a game of, you know, benefiting both sides?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's my officials and I, the referee has a pregame conference, and we talk about anything that would come up during a game based on having these teams before you, so you know what kind of issues they presented in the past. So we would say, we got this one guy keeps asking us, is he okay as a slot back or a wide receiver? And I'm sure my referee would tell me it's either yup or nope. We don't tell them if the formation is okay, only if they're onside or offside, because we want to stay out of the game and just referee. I never like to call penalties, to be honest with you. I just want to see a good game.
Hoover, thank you. Mike in San Diego. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, everybody. So I'm an official for high school and also for a little bit of Pop Warner. And we're not supposed to tell the receiver if he's on or off. We're just supposed to say, my foot is the line, you know, and that's it. We're not supposed to tell him, hey, you know, you need to move up or you need to move back. My foot is the line. And, you know, if you're off, I'm throwing a flag. You don't tell him that, but you just kind of imply that. And if he's off the line, you're supposed to signal with the other referee on the other side that, hey, he's off the line. We're both going to throw a flag because you're supposed to both throw a flag. That's why he threw the flag right away, and he was like the gunslinger like you were talking about.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, we have officials on our side, but apparently fans aren't on our side. We never played the position. I realize that. Thank you for all the people.
Okay, first of all, that's the way it's always been done, okay? Okay, first of all.
I know. Ready, aim, fire. Yes, Marv.
Are you guys getting more criticism for this or for Green Day?
Well, Green Day, it felt like there was just one guy who told me to stay in my lane. I don't know how many people. Nobody ever told me that, you know, was it, Green Day Army that was coming after me or just one guy who told me to stay in my lane. I didn't know about music. Yes, he.
The next time a ref calls in, which I'm sure will happen any minute, can you ask them why there has to be seven men on the line of scrimmage?
Yes, Paulie.
I have the backstory of seven men on the line of scrimmage. In college football, which predates pro football, in the late 80s, teams used to do these flying wedges to break through because there was no passing, so it was just running. So they didn't really have – the line of scrimmage was – there's no rules about it. So they put nine people up there and a running back and a handoff and just pound it. And they started doing these flying wedges where they would have a running back in the backfield and two people in front of them almost like a pile driver and run into the line. There was a lot of injuries. There was a, yeah, I'm not kidding. That you got to see these old videos.
Well, they had deaths back in the turn of the century.
That's absolutely the reason why there's seven men on the line of scrimmage. In the late 1800s, there was deaths. There was different things. President Theodore Roosevelt in the early 1900s was getting ready to outlaw the sport. So they introduced seven men on the line of scrimmage, restricting the motion of those seven men to keep the offense from gaining forward momentum towards the line. So you know how the CFL has the wide receivers can go forward? Mm-hmm. We don't have that. But now, back in the day, offensive linemen could be back and run forward to hit the defensive lineman. Here's the other thing. They introduced helmets, knee pads, the forward pass, all in the early 1900s based on health. But it started with seven men on the line of scrimmage. Back to you.
Jack in Missouri. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. Listened to you since early 2000s. I'm calling in to try to clear up some of this. But none of these officials have kind of given you the answer on how many guys are on the line. First off, receivers, when they come out to you, they don't care how many guys are on the line. They just know if they're on or off. They give you a fist, and they usually holler, "I'm on." You know, when they give you that fist, that means they're on the ball. Okay. You give them a head nod, yeah, you're on the ball. You know, flip your head to the right. You need to move forward a little bit, back, left, you know what I mean? Kind of an unwritten rule. You just kind of let them, if they're letting you know they're on the ball, they're on the ball. And you don't throw the flag until the ball clears the line of scrimmage. That way you're not affecting, you know, just another distraction to the play on a, you know, you guys have seen the, you know, the play called before. And usually, you know, running backs down the field, the ball's thrown before the flag comes into the air. That way you're not distracting quarterbacks, running back play, whatever.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Got the officials on our side. Just don't have our audience on our side. Yes, Seton.
How many times is the official supposed to correct the player when the player says, "All right, I'm on," and he gives him the little head nod, like, "Hey, you're about 2 feet back," and then he only moves up 6 inches, and now he's still off the line of scrimmage. Is the official still supposed to be like, "Little more, little more, little more"?
You know what?
Now you're good.
It's when you're helping your child learn how to parallel park. A little bit more. A little bit.
A little more.
Little, come on.
A little more.
Yes, Todd.
And it's fine to help your child while he's learning or she's learning how to drive, but you can't really do it on the road test and expect the instructor to tell you to do that.
Yeah.
That's what the
you're
difference
right.
is.
You're right. Well, yes, Marv.
Todd is hard line on this one.
Oh,
he's
he is
not backing up. I respect
it. I don't know why that ever existed. Is this okay in what I'm doing right now, ref? Please okay.
Yes, Seton.
I'm seeing a more modern context to seven men on the line, seven players on the line, is that it's you have to have a particular seven players on the line to avoid confusion about who is eligible to catch a pass or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paulie.
Irony is that no one I know needs more help day to day than Fritzy. He's advocating people get less help.
It is very opposite what you would think.
I think that's irony.
It's extreme irony. I like to get help wherever I can get, so that's kind of bizarre.
That's your brother.
Irony, yeah.
Irony.
I heard you there.
Fritzy's called for guys in the back room four times since I've been in this morning for his computer, for his printer.
I clicked something and some pop-up virus thing came up, and I panicked, and I ran right into the back, and I'm like, can you help me out here?
There's a reason why
yeah,
that
but still, you should
up.
Be able to look at certain images if you want. You don't have to cause a virus just because, you know, you need a little break from the...
Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan Danettes. Thanks for taking my call again. I got to side with Seton on this one. I think it's Terry McLaurin's job. I've never played wide receiver. I've never been a referee. But I know that I do my job when I go to my job, and it's my responsibility to make sure it gets done. Terry McLaurin's a wide receiver. He has a job to do. He needs to make sure he's in the right formation. He needs to make sure that he's where he needs to be. It's not the ref's job. The ref can give him, like, a little help here or there. But, I mean, it doesn't fall on the ref to make sure that Terry McLaurin's doing his right job. So that's how I feel about it. With that, I do have a stat of the day.
All right.
With the loss to the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams have been eliminated from the playoffs. This is the earliest playoff elimination for a defending Super Bowl champ since Prince's 1999 Denver Broncos. That's the stat of the day.
Rams fell to 4-10. That matches the 1999 Broncos 6-10 for the most losses by defending Super Bowl champ. And the Rams still have a couple of games left to go, obviously, in the regular season. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Dean? This is Chris from South Carolina. I've decided to go with Dean for you instead of Dave. Best and worst of the weekend today is I decided to go with Dean. Can do so much more with Dean, Dino, so forth. Worst of the weekend is I couldn't select Dale for you. Just absolutely love Dale. One thing for you, man, can't even believe you're still entertaining this. This guy's obviously been playing football for a long time. This guy that you're talking about, he had to ask the official whether he was lined up or not. If anybody in this great country of ours, Dean, showed up to their job every day, been doing it as long as he has, and still had to ask his boss or the official, was he doing his job right, he'd be fired, man. Come on. Got some breaking news for you here, Dean. You want to cue up the music there? Got some breaking news?
So, maybe.
Yeah. There we go. Breaking news.
Here we go. I don't know how breaking it can be if you had to wait that long. But anyway, the new way to watch Monday Night Football is definitely Peyton and E. Peyton and E. Keep that in mind. You heard it here first on Dean Patrick's show. The new way to watch it is Peyton and E. They put so much of a twist and flair on the game.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, we're well aware of that. Thank you.
There's a new show?
Captain Obvious there. Thank you, Chris.
There's an alternate broadcast.
Yeah.
That was a whiff of the year.
Yeah.
What was going on there with
Chris,
that whole call?
Chris got a little loose there. Yeah, Paul.
A couple of weeks ago, he was on. He actually accidentally called you Dave or on purpose, and he's trying to make a bit of it.
Mm.
And it was a whiff.
Yeah, that would be the whiff. Yes, Todd.
I don't know if you should get fired at your job if you've been doing something for a long time and you have a quick question for your boss about something you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that warrants being let go.
Yeah. No. But you said Terry McLaurin shouldn't be asking for help.
Yes, he should be out of the league.
He should be fired.
He should not play.
Like if you spent 20 years asking which guests you should book over and over again.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. Nobody needs more assistance than you do.
I do require a lot of help. Yeah.
Yes. A lot of hand-holding. A lot.
I do. That's true.
You do. Let's take a break here.
Soft, a little bit.
Yeah. You're soft?
A little soft. A little insecure, a lot of things. That's why you lay on the couch and you take the medication. You see what happens.
How about we take a break?
We should take a break.
All right, take a break.
Sharing too much.
Play of the day is up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side.
I got it.
Check this out.
Left baseline to Shea. Quick swivels. Rises, fires. 50-foot jump with the buzzer. Knocks it down. Oh, baby. Thunder win it. 123-121. Listen to the pandemonium of Paycom Center.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the game winner, finished with 35. Second straight game of 35. 10th game of 35 or more this season. Only Luka has more. Thunder Radio Network bringing us Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by M-Drive, supplements that support testosterone, energy, strength, overall health. Get started now. Use the code DAN. 20% off. MDriveDan.com. That's code DAN at MDriveDan.com. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Fritzy just asked me a question. He said, Peter Criss of Kiss is 77 today.
Happy birthday to Peter Criss.
The former drummer. I don't think he's the current drummer of Kiss.
I don't think.
I think he's the former drummer. And then Fritzy said, when the big rock producer in the sky calls his name, should Peter Criss be buried in his face paint?
Kind of a morbid question. He is celebrating his birthday today, so why would he be thinking about death? But I'm wondering if he or any of his fellow Kiss members would want to have their face paint on in the casket.
Okay.
Right before Christmas, again, very depressing and morbid.
What do you think?
I think Peter, he should.
Okay.
That's what he's known for, Kiss. And how cool would that be? They all, you know, take one last look at him before they, you know, lower it down or whatever, and there he is in his face paint.
All right. Seton, should Peter Criss be buried in his face paint?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay. Marvin?
No.
All right. Paulie?
Just to make it even, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
To make you break the tie.
I have to break the tie.
And we should call Peter Criss as journalist.
Yeah. Peter, you know, I hope you're feeling healthy.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. But when you die, you know, because people have instructions, you know, that I'd like to be cremated, or, you know, you can spread my ashes here. I'd like to be buried here.
You can't go half and half, like half normal phase, half. You're either all in or we're not doing it.
Yes, Paulie.
I can remember as a child, my dad joking around with some of his friends, or my mom said, he used to have all these he was in the 101st Airborne in the military. He used to have these Airborne Ranger t-shirts, and he loved to lay around and watch games. He'd always put on one of his old Airborne Ranger t-shirts. He goes, all right, when you bury me, he joked around with my mom and his friends one time, put on my old work jeans and my Airborne Ranger t-shirt. And my mom considered doing it at my dad's funeral, but I can remember she was like, I think people are going to be very put off by that. I know this is morbid, but my dad actually said he wanted to be buried in his Airborne Ranger t-shirt. Mm. Maybe we should go on the record with this, with all of us, and we'll ensure the other guys get it the way they want.
Mm.
Dan, you want like a suit and tie IFB in your ear?
No, you can cremate me.
Oh.
Yeah, you can cremate me.
Do we each get a little sprinkle? I deserve a sprinkle. We deserve a sprinkle each.
We're actually going to sell it on the website. You can buy little vials of Dan. Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. It's going to be one last.
Yeah.
You buy three shirts, you get a little bit of ash.
You get a little jar of Dan's ashes.
Like a DP thimble instead of an urn. Everyone gets like a little thimble.
That will go fast. That will fly.
Limited edition. There's a very limited amount.
Yeah, get a piece of ash.
There you go.
Piece of ash.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Yeah.
That's how we're talking.
Yeah.
Thought the tailgate went fast.
Oh, tailgate. Yeah. I would say if I'm Peter Criss, I'd get buried as
Peter Criss.
Yeah, as the drummer.
Fair enough. Yeah, I figured you might think.
Thank you, Todd, though. Never thought of all the questions I'd get today that would be
one
of
them. I just saw that Peter Criss was trending. I clicked on it. It said, happy 77th birthday. I checked to make sure that's his actual birthday. Okay. And I just thought of that.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Connie in South Carolina. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Oh, great, Connie.
I just wanted to call. My husband listens to you guys every day in his FedEx truck, and it is his birthday today.
And what's his name?
Keith.
Keith is listening right now?
I'm sure he is.
Okay. Does he wear the brown shorts?
No, he's FedEx.
Oh.
He wears the blue shorts.
Oh, the blue shorts. Blue, okay. Okay.
Yes.
UPS would wear the brown. Yeah. There's no friction between the drivers, right? FedEx and UPS, like there's no animosity there, is there?
No. He waves at all of them, so.
Oh, okay.
He's a really good driver. His customers love him, so.
All right. Well, Connie, thanks for calling in. And, guys, it's Keith's birthday today.
All right, Keith.
Happy birthday. He's got a package. He's got a package.
Housewives like his legs.
You want to see his package. Yes, Seton.
Okay. Does Keith get buried in his FedEx uniform?
Oh,
I guess we got to ask the question.
Connie.
Might as well.
Connie.
Yes.
Keith would get buried in his FedEx uniform?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you, Connie.
Deliver him to the afterlife.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
right?
Is it same day
same
delivery?
Day.
Okay.
Terrible.
You imagine you're tracking,
Yeah.
We're waiting for Keith. I don't know. We sent him UPS. You should have sent him FedEx. Okay. Vincent. In Madison. Hi, Vincent. What's on your mind today?
Seriously, after all of that, I got to talk about sports.
We eventually get around to it, but what do you have for me?
Great. Well, for the poll question, Dan, first of all, happy holidays to you and the boys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And for the poll question, can we have I don't care? I don't care about the Washington wide receiver that was offside, should have done his job, because I really just don't care about that. What I care about, Danny, is the Green Bay Packers kind of looking like the Green Bay Packers again last night in the cold, kind of cold weather. To the reporters out there, it really wasn't that cold in Wisconsin. It's usually around minus 10, minus 20 this time of year, so stop whining. Hey, the Bucks had a great performance, Dan. Did you get any of that last night? Giannis versus Zion, and Zion looked terrible. I would rather have Brooke Lopez on my team because that guy.
Easy there, Vince. Yeah, Mark.
We won't care about the Packers when they lose their first-round game.
If they get a first-round game.
Mm.
Yeah, Paul.
Brooke Lopez did have a big night for the Bucks. He had 30-7.
Okay.
4 for 9 from 3. Became a three-point shooter, which is wild.
More phone calls coming up. Mike Florio, I think he's on Team McLaurin with this conversation, this debate. He'll join us coming up. Ron Jaworski, Jaws, will join us coming up in the final hour of the show. More phone calls in the on-deck circle. update the poll results, and we'll look at the teams on the outside of the playoffs trying to get in. Hour two coming up. One more item as we close out hour one. Lack of sleep may leave you more vulnerable to colds and illness, and staying your healthiest means prioritizing your sleep. Being overly tired can affect your appetite. Sleep and exercise can help you avoid overindulging on the treats, certainly around the holidays. And make sure you get the right bed. That's where you need to start, because you have a bed. Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you adjust each side for the ideal firmness and comfort and support. So it's two beds in one. Tossing and turning, snoring, conflicting sleep temperatures. These are common issues that partners have. Now with Sleep Number, they take care of all of that, all of the guesswork. Time for Sleep Number's holiday savings event. Save $1,000 on their most popular Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed Plus special financing, but for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.